We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Five Star Zone with Rico Beard.
Welcome to the instant reaction of the Michigan State victory over Rutgers. It was a big one for Michigan State because, hey, let's face it, they are now bowl eligible. And for MSU fans, you know what? People were saying, give me 6-6 in a bowl game. Well, you got 6-0 in a bowl game. How about that? Now, there was some good and there was some bad in this game. This game, wild ride. You got Peyton Thorne out there throwing for 340 yards, three touchdowns. And his favorite receiver today, not Jaden Reed, you know, because they went to high school together. No. It was Jalen Naylor, five catches, 221 yards, three touchdowns. All of his touchdowns were over 60 yards. He was the big play guy today. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget the guy in the backfield, number nine himself, Kenneth Walker III, K9, 28 rushes, 223 yards, one touchdown. The touchdown, a 94-yard run. So, longest play in MSU history. For Michigan State, they did all the right things. They hit the big plays early, and they hit the big plays often enough to come away with that 31-13 victory over Rutgers. Second half, they scored 10 points. They broke that scoring drought because before that, they had only scored 6 points in the last two games, 9 if you include the overtime against Nebraska. But now, the bad. It was some bad clock management, bad penalties. I got to be honest with you, I'm not even counting last year, but this may have been the worst game that I've seen the MSU coaching staff coach. It looked like a lot of confusion out there. People just weren't on the same page. I think the two most egregious things that we saw may have been the fake field goal early in the game. Michigan State takes the opening drive, goes all the way down, and then all of a sudden they run the ball three times, and then they go for what looks like a field goal, but it was a fake. Now, Behringer takes it, rolls out. I thought he was going to throw the ball. I was expecting to see a tight end, maybe a Malik Carr running underneath. No, it was just him. Now, this was something they said that they saw in film, but, man, if you're going to go for it, yeah, when the fakes work, it looks great. I mean, we all remember Mark D'Antonio and Little Giants and Mousetrap and all of that stuff. But when you have the number one rusher in the nation, when you have the number one all-purpose leader in the nation, you may want to leave those guys out on the field. Really punch Rutgers in the mouth early. Let them know you're not going to beat us. They didn't. They come away with nothing. Rutgers actually goes down and scores first. And for the first time under Mel Tucker, when the opposing team scored first, Michigan State still won the game. Now, they came back, and that was the first of many long touchdowns from Peyton Thorne to Speedy Naylor. MSU seized control. And the game really, I don't think, after Michigan State took the lead 14-7. I don't think the game was really in doubt. They dominated in yards, almost doubling what Rutgers put out there. The only problem was it was just that knockout punch. It was the mental mistakes. It was the little mistakes that Michigan State did. At the end of the half, you got the ball. You're down. You're driving. You came away with nothing. And it looked as if there was confusion once again on the offense. they had a timeout in their pocket. And rather just call a timeout, get everybody together, the clock ran down. Peyton Thorne throws it out the back of the end zone. They do a review. Ends up giving them 1 second back on the clock. And then Greg Schiano, you know, good gamesmanship on his part, kept calling timeout. And finally, in the end, Geiger misses it. And, you know, and now we're sitting there with wondering what the heck just, I mean, not Geiger, Coughlin, redheaded kicker, sorry. Coughlin misses it. And the next thing you know, Michigan State goes into halftime and it's 21-13 rather than 28-13. And that extra score really, I think, would have put Spartan fans at ease, especially with the lack of scoring that they did in the fourth quarter. I mean, in the second half. Now, what happened was in the second half, Michigan State's defense really tightened up. They got Rutgers to turn it over on downs a few times. They even got a turnover. It was the second half defense that you hope to see, that Rutgers wasn't able to move the ball. They weren't able to get into the end zone, and Michigan State actually scored. Like I said, it's good to go 6-0. Defense showed up, got some more sacks. They got a turnover, almost had a big fella scored in for a scoop and score late in the game. I think what needs to, you got to shore up the penalties. You got to shore up the penalties, especially the clock penalties. I mean, this isn't holding. And yeah, on Walker's run, there was holding. This isn't a bogus pass interference. Clock penalties are penalties you can control. Somebody has to be in charge to say, hey, we got to get this ball off. You saw it at the end of the half. You also saw it in the beginning of the second half when, you know, they were pinned in deep and ended up getting a couple of delay of game penalties and the false start. And it's like, guys, pre-snap penalties are really unacceptable. Why? Because you're probably thinking to yourself, you know, Rico, Michigan State won the game. Why are you acting so concerned? I guess I'm looking forward to when you play the three top 10 teams. When you play Michigan, when you play Ohio State, when you play Penn State, you can't afford to have these types of penalties. Now, granted, we're at the house money stage. Michigan State has far exceeded what we thought that they were going to be. But if you want to really be considered one of the big boys, you can't beat yourself. The thing that, like, schools like Ohio State, what they did to Maryland, when something works, you just keep going with it. You exploit it. I thought they kind of went away from just the deep threat early. They would come back to it. But you know what? If it's working, you keep going until Rutgers stops you. That's just my thing. You know, they scored 10 points in the second half. They got the victory. I think they left a few touchdowns out on the field. Now they're on to Indiana. Indiana minus Michael Penix Jr. And probably Michigan State looks like they're going to end up sneaking into the top 10 because, thanks to Boise State, you know, the number 10 team has now lost. So if you're MSU, you get an opportunity to become a top 10 team. Nobody saw that coming. Let's just be real. But Michigan State, yeah, they're going to continue with this success. I expect them to be 7-0 going into the bye, getting ready for Michigan. It'll be another game on the road, but like I said, I think Indiana minus Michael Penix Jr., it'll be another game where they can go out there and really try to iron out the bugs and get ready for that final push where three of your final five games will be probably against top 10 teams. But for now, Mel Tucker keeps chopping. He goes into Piscataway and beats the University of Rutgers, whose logo does look like Radio Shack. He beats them 31-13. Defense kept Rutgers from scoring at all. The bend but don't break defense, they gave up a lot of yards, but I do like how they play in the red zone. They don't give up the touchdowns. Michigan State, top 10 team, probably on Sunday. We'll see what happens next week, but I expect a victory. I'll have more on this later on in the week on the 5-Star Zone. Make sure you subscribe to the 5-Star Zone. If you got any questions, feel free to send me a tweet, and I will try to answer them on the next zone. Until then, continue enjoying your football this weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.